The next new administration will rely heavily on the federal workforce in its early stages. Whether it's to maintain continuity, helping to stand up new policies, government employees will feel the effects of a new administration beginning November 9th. But you knew that already. So exactly what will a Trump administration look like for federal managers? What would another Clinton in the executive office mean? We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, you talked to some old hands on transition, government veterans. What do they say feds can expect?
Well, that's the $64,000 question, Tom. And the people that I talked to all agree that this is a very unique election and that workforce policies... The workforce policies and priorities haven't just been on the back burner. They haven't even been in the kitchen right now. And that's much more... It's much more about larger issues like immigration reform, trade, emails, personal behavior. Usually there's some mention of what a candidate wants to do with the federal workforce, but not this time. But for those who know how to read between the lines, there are a few clues that have been left. Here's Don Kettle. He's a professor at the University of Maryland's School of Public Policy.
Trump has talked about things that give hints that he is picking up on some of the arguments Republicans have made by trying to continue the efforts to downsize the workforce and to move more in the direction of at-will employment. His arguments about what to do about the VA have been focused on, for example, efforts to try to make it easier to fire employees who don't perform well, to reward those who do, to create a hotline for citizens who want to call in with complaints. And that's all of a piece with the arguments that members of Congress on the Hill, Republicans in particular, have been arguing about trying to move more toward an at-will employment system. So one might suspect something like that coming from a Trump administration. For Clinton, it's a little bit harder to try to judge. She's talked about valuing federal employees, and she's talked about the need to try to embrace a series of new policy initiatives. But because she's been, on the one hand, very clear about literally hundreds of proposals, but not especially clear on a broad management agenda for carrying them out, it's a little harder to judge in particular what this is going to mean.
So there are definitely some differences between the two candidates, and even in how they've responded to questionnaires sent out from employees, unions, and associations. For example, NARF sent out a questionnaire to both candidates, but only Clinton's campaign responded. But while Clinton's website has a number of issues and big picture topics, it doesn't really get into the nitty gritty about the efforts and operations that it's going to take to get into that.
I mean, she's got more bullet points on her website than an arsenal.
That's true. You have to scroll down, keep scrolling just to get to the bottom of the page.
And the Trump campaign website is light on policy detail.
It is, but also, Don Kettle pointed out, here in Washington, Donald Trump just opened an on-budget, on-time hotel in the city, and according to reviews, it's pretty good. And so he said that kind of speaks for itself in its own way.
Well, of course, the hotel had been built. It was there 100 years.
Yes,
but
it's the post
they had
office
to build it out inside, sure.
Yes.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Is there anything the federal workforce can expect?
Yes. What I found interesting in researching this story is how there are going to be a lot of similarities in how either candidate would handle their first few weeks and months in office. Here's Don Kettle again.
There are some strong constraints. It's hard to imagine either candidate coming in with strong relations with the Hill. It's hard to imagine either president coming in with a strong legislative agenda. It's impossible to imagine that either president would come in without some strategy for trying to find ways of connecting to citizens. And all that means a strong focus on results, on management, on performance, that probably in many ways might not be all that dissimilar, that they might get there through very different roads, but a Trump presidency or a Clinton presidency, hard to imagine how either could escape a focus on let's provide better results for American citizens through a variety of relatively common strategies.
Kettle told me that regardless of what sweeping goals either campaign might have, when it comes down to it, they're going to have to address, and very quickly, ongoing issues that are today. That means OPM cybersecurity, just in general cybersecurity, customer service, security leaks, data information, hiring, firing. And another thing both are going to have to look at is if they want to get anything done, they have to boost the low morale of the workforce, because the workforce is what's going to help get these policies across. So I talked with Roger Baker. He's a former assistant secretary at the Veterans Affairs Department, and this is what he had to say.
You can't get things done without skilled personnel. You just can't. And the real issue that I see right now in that faces federal managers is the, you know, the demotivation and the demoralization of the workforce. And what's even worse than the demotivation, demoralization of the current workforce is that the future workforce, the people you would like to attract into government to help bolster the skills that you need to get things done, are less and less interested in coming into the environment that has been created by the politics of Washington.
That was Roger Baker. He's a former assistant secretary at the Veterans Affairs Department under the Obama administration. Now, Baker said it's already a struggle dealing with private sector poaching for federal employees for higher salaries. But couple that with what
that's an old story.
Yes. But what he said about being demoralized, it's making it even easier for people to say goodbye to the federal government. He said when it comes to making the best of the next administration, it's like anyone when you get a new boss, there's probably a 50-50 chance you won't like each other, but you've got to work at it if you want to make the best of the next 4 or 8 years.
And what else can federal workers expect after November 8th? Anything else come out in this?
Well, both Roger and Don said there's going to be a push to reach out to citizens because, again, if there's one thing that's been made clear, it's that people are unhappy with how things are in Washington. And so maybe the next candidate will try to play nice on Capitol Hill, or they might kind of circle the wagons and keep things more executive office centered when it comes to initiatives that they want to roll out. But that means the next president will be relying heavily on the federal workforce. So it'll be a busy time for employees.
It will be busy. We can't say whether it's going to be good or bad, but we know something is there's going to be a lot of action.
Yes.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can find her coverage and all of our coverage about transition. It's all posted at federalnewsradio.com.